There we are. Okay, could we get the first group, please? If you could stand up and show everybody else what you've created. So could we get to present what you've created? Hoping you've created something.
Do you want us to hold it up?
Yeah, if you just hold it and show it to the group. Okay. Can you tell us about it, please? To the front, please. Can you tell us a bit about it? Yes. So this was the group who was asked to create a number.
Yeah. So at the back, there's a lot of noise.
Right, can you listen to these?
Tap, tap, tap.
Okay.
So first group.
Yeah, so we got asked to create a new number. So we created that symbol there, which was our new number. But then we thought that it has to actually refer to a new quantity. It can't just refer to a number that already exists.
Yep.
So we just thought that what we'd do is we'd basically put it in between two existing numbers, mm-hmm. so 5 and 6, we thought, and just that would be a new quantity that's between 5
okay.
and 6.
Good stuff. Next group, please.
We didn't actually get to the making of the shape bit, but we talked about it.
Fine. Okay. And what type of things do you talk about?
What shape is, it has to be something that has any gap.
Any gap?
Or something that has a form, but doesn't necessarily have a shape identified as it.
Or a shape without a name.
Yeah. Okay. Next group, please. And we're going to keep moving fast. Yeah. Next group, please. Very quickly, the letter.
Yeah, a letter around peg.
A peg?
It's
called peg. Peg? Yeah. Peg? Okay. Okay, that is very difficult to see.
Very useful letter.
The fourth group, please. The symbol.
We didn't come up with any symbol because we didn't know what the purpose of the symbol would be, and mm-hmm. we realized that the common purpose that we have is that the absence of knowledge of what's the purpose. So the question was, how would you create a symbol for something that you don't know, or you don't know what's the purpose of?
Yeah.
And we were stuck in that.
And the final group. A group five, group five. Come, give us the scorecard.
Okay. So someone came up with the idea of a machete.
Someone, so they're already disowned.
Mustafa.
And I said crisscross it with a pencil and put a hijab skull. So it's like we're producing knowledge and killing from the zone of one being.
Okay. I thank you for that again. Thanks for those activities. That was a very quick exercise to play about with imaginations. Get us a bit more engaged. It was going to come later, but I just moved it a bit earlier, nevertheless. Also, you probably see how difficult it is to come outside of the conceptual boundaries that are already in place. And so when you say you haven't created anything, that's no surprise. It's very difficult to even create something to begin with. However, so long as we could be engaged in those discussions and moving in that direction towards creating something new, that certainly is a start. Coming back to where we are, however, we were looking at these ideas of France, how it differs to the US concept. So, shoot through that. This is talking about the ghetto or place of exclusion in France. This idea of exclusion is also spoken to by... It's also spoken to by Goodwin Woodson, who was quoted by Sylvia Winter. And he makes an interesting point of saying here that whilst those who are quote unquote educated or achieve and attain some type of material wealth can make themselves comfortable in the ghetto, they often forget those who have no way of escape. So staying with this idea of impoverishment and exclusion. Okay, this is another view on the ghettos. This is coming back to America, talking about ghettos as places that are defined by absence, talking about police, schools, healthcare, institutions, associations. So these are things that ghettos are missing. So sticking with your idea about people trying to hold on to their world, we're now looking at people who don't even have anything to hold on to. Okay, this was an interesting book, and again, we're trying to shoot for the ghetto part before we get to the schooling concept. There is a motive. This is from a book called Home is a Dirty Street, where, again, this is Eugene Perkins talking about the idea of being dispossessed, of being excluded, of being marginalised. Again, we get slides, so... Stuff that's highlighted, and it's interesting because he says you almost undergo an apprenticeship when you are excluded, when you're on the outside, and that's to compensate for the things that you don't have. This is, who knows who this is, who could get it? I thought this was famous. A token writer. This innocent country set you down in a ghetto in which it, in fact, intended that you should perish. That's James Baldwin, The Fire Next Time, 1963. This is another thing, again, because once we're looking at that theme of the ghetto, how does it go from being yours, the potential, the capacity, the possibility to actually being ours, that which we own? Well, of course, we get told, go to school, get a job, get educated, and the like. Well, this is something that gets said by, this is Claude Anderson, where he's saying, we're taught to get a job, and yet, all that does is it takes away our initiative. This makes us into passive followers. This is Anderson again saying that you can't put oppression behind you, the oppression which excludes you in the first place, and then when you try to be included, excludes you again. You can't put that behind you because you didn't put it in front of you. I know, isn't this exciting stuff? Decolonizing the economic mind. This is Amos Wilson, again, another decolonial thinker, talking about how different things would be if instead of going to school to get jobs, we go to school with the idea of making them. Shadow of the Panther. Now, why I'm jumping to Stokely Carmichael here, and of course we knew it was Stokely, is because this is another take on trying to liberate yourself. Usually we're told from this slide that we need to get some papers in order to progress. Stokely said, no, forget that. Why should I need a paper to go forward? If I have the paper, you're just going to put something else in my way. As a matter of fact, the people who need the paper are those people who don't appreciate that I'm in front of them, that I am a person, that I have an identity. Which is why he says all these bills should have been made for white people. Now then, this is where we were last time. I was trying to connect things a bit. We were speaking about the conference that happened at the Camden Roundhouse Theatre. That was July 1967. The participants, this is the full list of the people leading sessions. Lang, Gregory Bateson, whose name will come up a bit. Herbert Marcuse from the Frankfurt School. Irvin Goffman, that should be an E, oh dear. Stokely Carmichael, who we've just mentioned. Paul Sweeney, David Cooper, and Paul Goodman. Now here's the shotgun blast, where we're just going to throw these names out to you. Okay, let's make a few more connections to get a bit more familiar and acquainted with these people. So this is from a text on psychopolitics written by the NSE. These are a few of the names they mention in it, and this paper is exploring the work of Fanon and Biko, saying that they're people who critique the dominant conception of a self, the colonial understanding. They also, to their credit, mention a few other people who have been invested in a similar project. Derek Hood, Irvin Goffman, whose name comes up again, David Cooper, R.D. Lang, and a few others. Thomas Sass is a name that might stand out to you. Whereas these are a few names that weren't quoted in the text actually, but I added myself, as they offer also critiques of the dominant narrative. And these are a few more critiques that I threw in. And this should be, I'm going to deal with this author's work a little bit later towards the very end of this text. If we don't get time, then in session 3. Kazimierz Dąbrowski, who was writing between the 1930s and the 1960s. Okay, more connections. Penguin Education Specials. During the 1960s, well, early 60s to late 80s, Penguin put out a series of books which specialised on tackling the question of schooling and education. Now, there were many of these books, I think as much as 50. However, a few of the names that sort of I picked out were Ivan Illich, or Illich. Again, don't quiz me about the pronunciation. But again, we see Paul Goodman's name and Neil Postman. So, again, I want you to be getting making these connections in your head, seeing whose names are part of the conversation. seeing what people are talking about. This is a few Amos Wilson books, because he's mentioned there. These is all his books, in fact, as he was someone who was critiquing not just the school, but the context in which the school emerges from, where we will eventually get to. Now, this is Neil Postman's text. Neil Postman there, teaching as a subversive activity. This is just a selection of some of the names that he mentions. Again, this is not about the content, this is more about the context. We just want you to be seeing the names, the people that were involved, getting an idea of what they're saying. Not what they're saying, but the people that were involved in these conversations. And again, we see Mr. Bateson. Aldous Huxley, we're going to come to some of his work a bit later. And Carl Menninger, again, that's interesting because Thomas Sachs, whose name came up before. There we are. He quotes Carl Menninger. Now, to bring us back directly to the question of school, here's a list of people who have directly looked at this question of schooling and education. And we're going to play a very brief game. Well, I'm just going to get you. I'm going to go through the names and I'm going to ask if you could give me one title that they've written. We all got that? Okay, let's go. Please, anyone just call out. First.
Education of the Negro.
Yep. John Holt.
De-schooling society.
Yep. Oh, this marker is... Okay, we'll just go down the list. Paul Goodman. Anyone? Yep.
Okay.
Growing Up Absurd. Was that 59? Do you know? Okay. Next name. Celebration of Awareness, or famously, De-schooling Society. Neil Postman.
Abusing Ourselves to Death.
Yep, and which he quotes Huxley and Orwell extensively. Our good friend, Paolo. Yes, Pedagogy of the Oppressed. Next name, Jess Schmidt. You might not be familiar. Disciplined Minds, that was a 2000 publication. Michael Porter. Kill Them Before They Grow, Marvel Collins. The Marvel Collins Way, John Gatto. Someone's gonna get this. There's one, come on, one more. Big name. One more title. Dumbing Us Down? No. The seven lesson school teacher. Remember Arnie is Urugu. Erica Carl, The Hate Factory, Charlotte Isabi is the Dumbing Down of America. She wrote a similar text. I'm not gonna ask you to do these others. But these are a few thinkers on the question, thank you. Now, emphasis goes on John Gatto, as because whilst there were these, I guess, critiques in the corner, Gatto seemed to explode everything. In a matter of fact, it seems that because his critique emerged at a time of, I guess, the globalist, the whole globalization path of universal knowledge, massive access to information. His name sort of has got tied to all different things, and he's come to be a main figurehead. Yes, this one. Thanks. What that means is, a lot of the time now, instead of these people, you will see Gatto's name quoted extensively. Now, the text you mentioned, Towards the Destruction of Schooling, this is by Jan Matthews. This quotes Gatto at length as well. However, he also goes into a number of other people. This is the text we suggested that you go through in the assignments. However, I would specifically ask you to focus on this part here, as this is just the last part. Very short, you could capture it on about, I think, 3 pages. It delves into some of the ideas of university, and I think that's something, again, you get slides, but that's something which we're going to look at very much today. University, the impact that it has on our consciousness. Okay! It's question time. Before we go into that, we're going to get you. Before we go into the history, we've got a few questions. So we're going to split you now into 3 groups this time. And we're going to check your knowledge on Greece and ancient Egypt. Ooh. So you got one group. Again, mastermind principle. Let's get you all your minds working together. So far,